citrus grower and Florida Citrus Commissioner Ned Hancock, who participated in a grower forum in Sebring Wednesday, tells why he fears many small growers may not be able to stay in business.
My concern is those people that are centralized in one block or one area, they have been in some cases particularly hard hit. So how are they going to economically be able to continue? And in some cases, it's generational things. You know, they've owned groves for, you know, handed down to them by their families. But if the economics of it don't work, I'm concerned that they're just going to have to walk away from it and get out of the business. To replant takes a lot of capital. To replant takes a lot of time. All those things are kind of going against us right now. So that's a big concern that I have. Our industry has always been made up of a lot of 20s and 40s and 100s and a lot of diverse people and a lot of good people. And I'm not sure all of them are going to be able to sustain this way of life.
You said if somebody gets around 125 boxes an acre, that might be tough, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's even, you know, greater than that. I think a Hamlin Grove that picks 200 boxes an acre now is going to be economically, it's going to be very hard to continue with. You know, when the fruit prices the way that they are and costs the way that they are, you'd struggle to break even at that number. If that's where our average is as a state, which if you take the number of acres and the number of boxes, it's pretty easy to calculate that number. It's just going to be very difficult on growers. It's very difficult, especially if you don't have as many acres and you're not as spread out and you don't have some blocks to help buffer some of your poor blocks. And that's what I think we're beginning to see a lot of right now.
And I think you said new plantings, do you think some new investors will come in?
People, and I'd have to include myself in this, you reach the point to where, okay, you can no longer continue to reinvest in the business just on pure economics. Well, there is going to be economic opportunity in the citrus industry at some point in the future. So I think what we'll see is we'll continue to see more outside investors that would come in because it's going to be a very capital-intensive proposition, and there is going to be a certain amount of risk involved. So even after we come up with the answers to greening. But the capital that it's going to take, a lot of people that are long-term in the citrus industry are expending that capital as we go now just to try to stay in and keep going. And I'm very concerned that if something doesn't change, you know, if pricing doesn't improve, if we don't, you know, if the antimicrobials don't get to us that and provide a help in what our overall production is, that, you know, we may see a different type of grower in the future than what we have been accustomed to the last 100 years.
Talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing on fruit drop this year, and you mentioned, I think, some ratio issues.
Yeah, very concerned about our ratio issues. I think our acid is getting out of these oranges. I don't know if it's totally the warm weather that we're having, but I think that's a big part of it. A lot of growers are going to have to pay very close attention to make sure that they don't get below the minimum acid requirements. And the processors are going to have to look very hard at what their ratios are going to be. So, you know, there's a lot of concerns about that. And I think fruit drop is, you know, I hate to say we've gotten numb to it, but there are some areas that I'm not seeing the extensive fruit drop that we've had before. As Steve Farr mentioned earlier, it seems like the better your production, the more the fruit drop you have, and which is, you know, it doesn't seem like it should be that way, but it just does seem like the more pieces we have on the tree, the more end up on the ground, but also the more we end up being able to harvest. It's the groves that are the lowest end of the production that seem to be holding the percentage of the crop significantly better, but still not picking out the boxes per acre where there's a higher fruit drop. So I do think the more fruit that we put on the tree, the more of it, unfortunately, that it appears to be falling off due to this greening disease. But it's starting. I'm afraid the first cold weather we have may really accelerate that, but we've kind of gotten used to that, and it's not a good thing.
Is any other thoughts you'd like to share?
I think the one thing citrus growers and agriculturalists in general have always been optimists, and I would like to encourage people. There are some things that are working. It's tough, but as an industry, I think we need to continue to try to work together. We need to be an industry that's united, and we need to be an industry that understands the challenges that our neighbors are facing and try to do everything we can to make it as an industry that we get through this thing and see it out to the other end, because I do think that it's a great way of life, and I hope we can continue to preserve it.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.